listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The Defence Minister is playing down concerns the AUKUS submarine deal will lead Australia into potential conflict with China. Critics have lashed out at the project, saying it'll cost Australia a promise to join any US battle. But Richard Miles has told the ABC despite the US and UK pact, Australia won't be drawn into those types of decisions.
I made a speech to Parliament which outlined questions of sovereignty, not just in relation to obviously the capability that we have within our Defence Force, but also in respect of the use of our continent, which made it clear that we, in all that we do, we maintain complete sovereignty for Australia.
At least 16 people have reportedly died after a strong earthquake struck in southern Ecuador and northern Peru. The 6.8 magnitude quake hit the Pacific coast overnight. Authorities say about 380 people have been injured in the tremor. Police are investigating a sudden death at a popular beach in Perth this afternoon. A person was pulled from the waters off South Beach in Fremantle, unresponsive. Paramedics attempted to perform CPR, but they sadly couldn't be revived. An urgent recall is underway for a popular condiment sold nationwide. There are fears certain Seres organic hulled and unhulled tahini jars could contain salmonella bacteria. Federal politicians are expected to vote on legislation this week, which will allow a referendum on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Albanese government is urging its opponents to show goodwill on the measure. In sport, it's looking like the Bulldogs have bagged a win against the West Tigers in their round three clash at Belmore today. A short time ago, they were leading 26-6. Meanwhile, the Raiders and Sharks are not too far off hitting the field in Canberra. The Green Machine eager for victory after a winless start to the season. And NBL MVP Xavier Cooks has made his NBA debut with the Washington Wizards just hours after his first workout with the team. He came off the bench and hit the court for 4 minutes in the Wizards' loss to the Sacramento Kings.